And it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, what are you looking at this week?
I'm going to be looking at a rather unusual army battalion who in 1914, Christmas 1914 to be precise, First World War, were stationed at Hornchurch in an old manor house, sadly no longer there, now demolished, called Grey Towers.
Which is in Hornchurch.
Which is in Hornchurch, yes, absolutely. Now, this rather unusual army battalion was celebrating Christmas. They were actually a battalion of the Royal Fusiliers.
Mm-hmm.
But at Christmas, they decided to put on an entertainment of some kind. Now, we have all heard that Christmas 1914 over in France was the time of the famous truce between British and the German armies, where they got out of the trenches and played football.
Mm.
Now, the Royal Fusiliers stationed at Hornchurch wouldn't, at Christmas 1914, have known about this truce, but they decided to put on a celebration of their own. They chose quite an unusual one. It was a sword dance and the Highland Fling.
Really?
Yes. Now, this apparently was the brainchild of their commanding officer, an aristocrat called Viscount Maitland. And Viscount Maitland, we're told, led the Scottish reels that they also danced. Now, this might seem a bit odd, but then you look a bit further into this and you discover that this battalion of the Royal Fusiliers were what was known as a sportsman's battalion. They were in the main young men who were engaged in professional sport of some kind, boxing, cricket or football. But amongst them were also entertainers, jugglers and tightrope walkers, to name but two.
Good heavens.
So they were a bit of a mixed battalion, and added to the mixture, we're told, were also some media people. So it must have been a very interesting battalion with boxers, cricketers, footballers, jugglers and general entertainers. So a good time was had by all, we're told. But the sad PS to this is that this battalion were eventually sent to France, where they sadly lost over 700 of their complement in the First World War.
Yes, I was actually going to ask whether they'd actually been sent into France, yes.
Yes, they were sent to France. And sadly, very, very heavy losses. Now, they were similar to the PALS battalions that we've heard about, where young lads from a geographical area would all sign up together.
Mm.
Except these were had one thing in common, that they were in sport or entertainment.
The fact that they were doing these Scottish dances, there wasn't a Scottish connection as well.
Well, there might well have been. It's not specified in the account. Mm. But you've got to admit, it's rather an unusual form of entertainment for an army battalion.
Certainly was.
Dancing reels, sword dances. I wouldn't think there were many of them that chose that way to celebrate.
No, I think you're right. Thank you very much indeed,
Thanks
Margaret.
Thanks very much, Thank you. Scott.